The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny.
You are through. You've done us wrong.
And old man recession, I think you are back. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to Money Matters with Ken Moray. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moray. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about the stock market. We'll talk about inflation, of course. We'll talk about the Federal Reserve. We talk about Social Security, estate planning, 401ks, you name it. We talk about it. And we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's going to be no exception because we have a show full of boring financial stuff. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Moray, the host of Money Matters with Ken Moray. Thank you, Jack. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America.
I love it.
And I do love it. And as the name implies, we specialize in retirement planning, which means that we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired, or who are retiring soon. And if that is you, this show is designed for you. And we have two goals. One is we want your money to last as long as you do. And secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind. We want to worry about all this stuff so that you don't have to. And we wrap that all into a package and we say that your retirement should be your second childhood without parental supervision. You should go play. You should have fun. You should enjoy. You've worked hard for it and it's your time. So that's what we do. And our website is rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. If you go there, you can podcast this show. We've got videos. We've got articles. You can attend our virtual seminars. We also have the ability to meet with one of our retirement planners virtually or in person, whatever you would prefer. So we have all kinds of resources available to you on our website. It's rpoa.com. Now, I want to go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. Now, some of you may be old enough to remember the Welcome Back, Kotter show. And I think it was John Travolta who said, "I'm so confused." Well, the Federal Reserve right now is confused because they have a dual mandate. One mandate is to keep inflation at 2%, and the second one is to keep jobs at the economy at full employment. Well, right now, those two mandates are at odds with each other, and they're confused. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a really bad thing in our view. And it's why we think we're going to see the Dow at 25,000 before this is all over. So I want to go over with you why we think that and what you should do about it, more importantly. Also this week, I want to talk with you about how much of an emergency fund should you have. And, you know, times like these illustrate the importance of why having an emergency fund is so important. And so we'll go over what we think you should have if you are still working. We'll go over what you should have, in our view, if you are now retired. Okay, so we'll talk about that. Also, as we do every week, Social Security is probably the number one topic, I think, that we talk about with prospective clients and existing clients. And so when, how, and all of that stuff is very important. And so we're going to go through Social Security strategies, number 12 in our series. And this week we've got some questions from that we'll answer. So if you'd like me to answer your questions, please send them to me. My email address is ken@rpoa.com, and I'll endeavor to answer your questions for you. So that makes my life easy. Thank you. So we'll do that. Now, also this week, since bear markets are top of mind and should be, in our view, there are three worst enemies to your financial well-being. One of them is taxes. The other one is inflation, and of course, we all know about that. But then also we think that bear markets are a singular threat to your financial well-being. And so therefore, we want to talk about 10 things you should know about bear markets. And that's all about basically knowing your enemy so you can prepare to defend against what your enemy can do. And yes, Jack, I have 10 of them. Other shows, you're right, they would give you maybe 5, 6, and that would be a stretch. But no, we give you the full Monty. We're going to give you 10 of them. Now, you know what, Jack? Most shows would actually stop right there. Most shows would say, hey, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me.
Don't you dare stop me, because on this show, do we only go where we are expected to? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And this week, we're going to talk about the IRA tax time bomb. Okay, now you may not realize this, but there is a time bomb built into your IRAs that could blow up and cause massive amounts of taxes to come due. And so we want to help you to understand that and hopefully mitigate against that. So we'll have that for you at about 10 till. So I'm sure you will stay tuned for the entire program, because that's what you guys do. That makes me happy. I'm so thankful that you guys do that. That's amazing. And so before we dive in, I just want to tell you that this weekend, I am, as soon as I'm done with this show, I'm heading off to New York because my middle daughter is having her wedding shower. And so I'm headed to New York to go to a wedding shower that I'm not invited to. I mean, I don't understand the logic of that, because apparently men are not invited to wedding showers. And so I'm not there. I'm not going. But I'm going to be in New York. And I said, well, what am I going to do? Well, you can go out with her husband. Her fiance. Okay, that's what I'll do. So JJ and I will go out and have some fun. Anyway, so that's where I'll be this weekend. I'll report back to you what's going on up in New York City. So let's talk about the Fed is confused and why that is bad news. Like I said, they have a dual mandate, 2% inflation on the one hand and full employment on the other. Well, the problem with that is that right now, those two mandates are at complete opposites to each other. And the reason why they are is because we have such high inflation that if they're going to basically beat down inflation, they're going to have to slow down the economy. They're going to have to slow down the growth. They're going to have to slow down the demand side of the equation. And if they do that, that's going to cost jobs. And so one strategy can hurt the other. Now, if they want to keep the jobs where they are, they got to leave the inflation where it is. And that's not tenable. So what do they do? Oh, my gosh, I'm so confused. Well, in our view, they are going to, and they've said it, they're going to beat down inflation at the expense of jobs if that's what it's going to take. Now, they're hoping they can do both, but I'm very dubious that they're going to be able to. I think you probably are too. Now, there is a precedent for this kind of inflation, and that's the early 80s. And, you know, the past does not guarantee the future, but you certainly can learn from things that have happened in the past. So if you go back and you look at 1981, which was peak inflation back then, when we had inflation that's similar to this one, although now our inflation is actually higher than then, okay? There was two things that were the same. One was inflation was this high, and the second was that oil prices had skyrocketed and caused gas prices at the pump to be so high. So those were the two things that were similar. Paul Volcker was the Federal Reserve Chairman at the time. They decided that it was a war on inflation. We had to defeat inflation. So guess, somebody take a wild guess as to how high the Federal Reserve raised interest rates and how high the 10-year bond interest rate went to in 1981. You have a guess, Jack? You've been around long enough. He says 15. You're close, 16%. They raised interest rates until the 10-year went to 16%. What is the 10-year right now? 3.5%. There is a massive disconnect between where the interest rates may be going and where they are now. The Federal Reserve continues, in our view, to be behind the curve. That's why they jumped to 75 basis points, 0.75% just now, when they were telling us it's only going to be 50. They did that because they realized, oh my gosh, guys, we're behind. And so,
oh, I'm so scared.
Yes. Well, you should be, because this is the thing. In 1981, you had the oil embargo, you had high gas prices, you had inflation, but that was it. That was what the Fed was dealing with. Now what they're dealing with is we have a war in Ukraine. We have food, potentially we're going to have food shortages. That was not. We have diesel prices skyrocketing. We have supply chain issues. And we have $9 trillion in the system, which wasn't the same back then. We have all this money that they pumped in, the government infusion bubble that we've been telling you about. So 1981 had two things to deal with. Now they've got a set of five different things to deal with, and they're all major. So in our view, this potentially could be as bad, if not worse, as what happened then. And back then, we had a major bear market. And so that's why we're saying that if you think this is over, we don't think it's over yet. We think the Dow could go to 25,000, which is another 17% down from here. And I'm asking you, ladies and gentlemen, if you are retired or retiring soon, what are you doing about it? Are you just going to sit there and take it? Are you going to get a beating like in 2008 and in Y2K, where it took 5, 6, 7 years to get back to even? If you want to retire, are you going to have to delay it for 5, 6, 7 years to wait for your money to get back to where it was? If you are retired, can you afford to live on, you know, 50% or whatever of your money? So I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to make you think rationally about this, because sometimes people get deer in the headlights and they don't do anything, and then they suffer the consequences. So in our view, we have a strategy we call invest and protect. We told our clients in November of 2007 to get out of all equities. And we stayed out for a year and a half till June of 2009 during the market crash of 2008. And right now, you know, our invest and protect strategy, if you want to know what we're telling our clients, if you want to visit with us and see how that might apply to you, then please go to our website, rpoa.com. You've got lots of options. You can attend our seminars on retirement planning during uncertain times. It's virtual. It's free to those of you who are over 50. Also, if you'd like, you can visit with one of our retirement planners. And what they'll do is they'll visit with you. We'll build your retirement plan. We'll take into account invest and protect. We'll tell you what we think you should do now to protect yourself from what's coming, what we think is coming. And we'll do all of that at no charge or obligation. So take advantage of the resources we have available to you. Our website is rpoa.com, and we can only help you if you allow us to help you. So rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how much of an emergency fund should you have. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I'm senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So we get to do the most fun job, I think, in the entire world. I kind of think of us as a travel agent. Our job is to help you to go on the journey of your retirement. We want you to go and cruise through the fjords of fun. That's what we want.
Yes.
The Fjords of Fun, the FF. I like that. We're going to coin that phrase, the Fjords of Fun. We're going to cruise. Anyway, we are back, and our website, in case you are wondering, is rpoa.com. On our website, we podcast a show. I encourage you to subscribe. We also have videos. We have articles. We have, as I said, podcasts. We also have the ability for you to attend our virtual seminars, visit with one of our retirement planners. We have all kinds of fun stuff on our website, all designed for those of you who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And we believe our job is to facilitate what we call your second childhood without parental supervision. And we want you to go play and have fun. And our goal entirely is not to make you rich quick. It is to keep you from becoming poor. And there's a huge difference between the two, and I think you understand that, and that's why we exist. So go to our website and avail yourself of all of that. It's at rpoa.com. I want to talk with you now about how much of an emergency fund should you have. And You know, never does the having of an emergency fund become more crystallized as to the reason why you should have it than when we have times of adversity. And what I mean by times of adversity, I mean when the market is dropping like a stone, when inflation heats up and all of a sudden costs of things go up, when we have unexpected events like, you know, your roof needs to be repaired or a healthcare thing comes along, whatever it may be. Emergency funds, in our view, are extremely important because they help to bridge the gap. And the problem with not having an emergency fund is that if one of those things were to happen, then you have to use money that should be there for your income and not deplete that account. Think of your money as a machine that's generating income. It's a box that's generating income. You don't want to cut a piece of the box out, you know, and help to create that same income at a time when there's adversity going on and it's sudden. So having an emergency fund can help to protect the money you have in the box, okay? So very important in our view to have an emergency fund. So, well, the question, therefore, this begs is, how much should I have in an emergency fund? So here's what we tell our clients. So if you are working, if you have wages, then we would suggest that you have 3 to 6 months of your cost of living in cash. And when I say cash, I mean in a money market fund. You know, you can do that at a bank, you can do that at a brokerage company, you can do it with us, whatever it may be. But you need to have, in our view, 3 to 6 months of your money in cash to cover unusual, non-recurring, unforeseen expenses. Now, when you are working, that's, we think, sufficient. Now, once you are retired, now you're in a different place. Okay, because you don't have your wages to buffet you. You don't have your wages to kind of soften the blow of an unusual non-recurring expense that comes up. So now you should be thinking more long-term. So what we recommend there is 1 to 2 years of your cost of living in cash.
How very interesting.
It is actually extremely interesting, at least to me. Probably everybody listening right now, Jack, is thinking this is really boring. But to me, it's interesting. What can I tell you? So if your cost of living is, let's call it $60,000 a year, then what that means is that if you are working, you have wages, then you should have $30,000 in your emergency fund to cover unusual non-recurring expenses. That's half a year of your expenses. I'm sorry. Now, on the other hand, if you are retired, then that number becomes it becomes $60,000 to $120,000 in cash. Now, that's a lot of money, and I know that. But you know what? You got to build your foundation properly first before you build the house on top of it. And so, you know, if you come in to visit with us, the first thing we want to do is make sure you have the emergency fund done. Before you go investing stuff, before you start building the beautiful roof and the walls and all the rest of that, you got to build a solid foundation for the house first. And that's our view. So we're extremely conservative. Our goal, as I said, we want you to have financial peace of mind. And we believe that peace of mind comes from having a strong foundation under you and having a game plan that you have confidence in, having protection against bear markets. Our Invest and Protect strategy, as you know, told us to sell in November of 2007 before the great market crash. It told us to sell literally the day before the pandemic was announced in 2020.
It is miraculous.
Wow. I wouldn't go that far. It's not miraculous, okay? Because sometimes it calls a bear market that doesn't happen. I'll be upfront about that. But be that as it may, right now with what's going on, you should, in our view, think about also having a protection mechanism so you have two different parts of the protection of your money. One is the emergency fund, and the other is a protection strategy in the event that your investments are at risk of losing mass quantities. So how much of an emergency fund should you have? The answer, in our view, is 3 to 6 months if you're working, and 1 to 2 years if you are retired. Now, sometimes clients tell us, you know, that's what 2 years is way too much. I don't want to have that much. I can do, you know, 1 year or whatever. It's all a give and take with the client, but those are our general guidelines. Now, if you'd like to talk to one of our retirement planners and build your retirement plan, we call it the RCFP. The There's a lot of you, I know it. We call it the RCFP, which is the Retirement Cash Flow Plan. We believe that retirement, that happiness is a positive cash flow, and that retirement is essentially a cash flow exercise. And so we want to look at your sources of income, your expenses. We want to take into account taxes, inflation, bear markets, all that kind of stuff, and build a plan for you that gives you positive cash flow for the rest of your life, if that's possible. So building that, we'd love to do it for you. If you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. And when you're there, click on Meet with an Advisor, Meet with a Retirement Planner. And what we'll do is we'll sit down with you. We'll help you to make the decision on when and how to take Social Security, how to sign up for Medicare. We'll talk about your 401k, diversification, how to get income, where you get it from, how to do that in a tax-efficient way. We'll talk about our invest and protect strategy to protect against these massive drops that we're potentially going to have. We look at all of those kind of things and help you to build that plan. And we will do it all with you at no charge or obligation. If we can help you, fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. Either way, we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Well, you know, I think it is too. So take advantage of that. The website again is rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have Social Security strategies in our series number 12. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. You know, I always marvel at how sparse that group of people that is applauding that. You know, it's like a really small group. I think it's like 10 people. It's kind of embarrassing. Do that again. But can you play it? That, you know, having 10 people applauding, it's kind of not true. Although they're enthusiastic clappers, I got to say, they're good clappers, so that's good. Thank you, Jack. As I said, I am Ken Morafe, and I am the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and I am a senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America, and we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning, and we now serve over 6,000 wonderful, beautiful families across the country.
Wow!
Yes, and we have two mandates, as the Federal Reserve does, except ours are different. Our mandates are, number one, we want your money to last as long as you do. And secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind. So those are our mandates. And if we achieve those, then we also achieve our overarching goal, which is to have you enjoy your second childhood without parental supervision. We want you to go play, have fun, enjoy. Don't worry about all this stuff. Let us do it for you. Our website is rpoa.com. And while you're there, if you go to our website, you can podcast the show. I encourage you to subscribe. You also can have, you can attend our virtual seminars, all free for those of you over 50. We also have, you can visit with one of our retirement planners. We have tons and tons of stuff on our website. I encourage you to go there. It's rpoa.com. Now, you know, one of the things that we talk about almost invariably every day, I would say, with clients and prospective clients is Social Security. And when, how, and all of that to take it. And I gotta tell you, it is one of the most complex areas that exists, I believe, in the financial world. It is remarkably complex. And you know, I've been doing this for 30 years. There is nothing that requires me to have to bone up on my knowledge, like periodically. It's like you gotta stay on top of it. It's ever changing. And every time they change one thing, the ripple effect is like 1,000 others. And they change it all the time. I mean, they just change it just recently. So Social Security, therefore, we believe you should not do this by yourself. You should talk to a professional. And our retirement planners, we put them through training on that. We test them on it to make sure that they are as knowledgeable as possible, and they can give you that advice. And you can find that, of course, on our website. So here is the first question we have for today. I am 66. My wife, Jane, is 65. Jane filed for her own benefit when she was 64, and she's getting $871 a month. At the time she filed, I had not yet filed for my benefit. So later, I filed for my own benefit when I turned 65. I am now getting $2,272 per month in benefits. Now, had I waited till I was 66, my full benefit would have been $2,435. So, Jane is still getting her $871 a month, and the benefits did not automatically adjust to half of mine, which in this case should have happened, right? Jane went to Social Security and asked to have her benefits adjusted to include so she could have half of mine, but she was told she had to wait until she was 66. This does not appear to be correct based on what you've told us on your show, Ken. Am I missing something? Shouldn't she be entitled to that now, as it's more than half of mine is more than hers? Well, the answer is you are correct, sir. The Social Security is incorrect, okay? And I've said this before, the people that at Social Security that you go visit with are not as well trained as the ones that are, you can go online and get to. So I would always recommend that you go online and do it there. But she doesn't have to wait until she's 66 to get half of yours, but she would get more if she does, okay? So to get half of yours, she won't actually get that because you both started earlier than when you were 66, but the add-on that you'll get will be half of your age 66 benefit. So if she claims it now, it will be slightly reduced because of what I said, you started early. If she waits until she's 66, she will get the full amount. So that's probably what the Social Security people were talking about. If you wait to 66, she would get the full half, but because she's getting it early, she won't get the full half.
Okay? Fascinating.
So, in either case, she can get the spousal benefit, and that what they told you is, I guess, incorrect because I think they misunderstood your question. So go online, and that's usually better. All right, guess what? Social Security is complex, so let me make you an offer. If you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. We have articles and podcasts and videos and all kinds of stuff on when and how to take Social Security, so you can educate yourself and be more informed. But better yet, click on Meet with an Advisor, and what we'll do is we'll sit down with you and we'll help to take into account, because everybody's different. You know, your situation is different. You have different sources of income, your age, your health, how long you've been married, you know, who's working, who isn't, all those kind of things play into this. It's 3D chess, folks. It's not simple. And so if you visit with one of our retirement planners, we'll help you to make that decision, but we'll do it in the context of a broad retirement plan. Okay, so we don't just want to focus on that in a vacuum. We want to look at the whole picture and help build that plan for you at no charge or obligation. So if you go to our website, click on Meet with an Advisor. If we can help you, great. And if not, that's fine too. Okay, either way.
Oh, thank you, Master.
You're welcome, Jeannie. Either way, no charge or obligation. And of course, we will part friends. So rpoa.com is our website. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about 10 things you should know about what? Bear markets. Maybe you should know a little bit about that right now. What do you think? Okay, so we'll be right back. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. But anyway, we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack, and I am Senior Retirement Planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. Yes, and we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning, so that means we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And if that is you, then this show is designed for you. Our website is also, and it is rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. And if you go to our website, you can podcast this show. I encourage you to subscribe. We also have our weekly market alert video where we tell you our latest thinking on what we think is happening. Also, you can attend our seminars. They're free for those of you over 50 and virtual. You can visit with one of our retirement planners. All kinds of great stuff on our website. And so it's rpoa.com. And our firm, as I said, we specialize in retirement planning, and we work with 6,000 wonderful, beautiful families. We are so thankful for the people that have chosen us to be their retirement planners, and we'd love to work with you if it's a fit as well. So rpoa.com is our website. You know, one of the we do the broad scope, if you will, of retirement planning. So we help our clients looking at their diversification, Social Security strategies, insurance planning, income taxes, planning, estate planning, all, you know, just the broad scope of things. But also, probably the most important thing we do is we manage our clients' money for them. And the reason why is because we want you to go and enjoy your second childhood without parental supervision. And when you were a little kid, were you managing the money? No, mom and dad were. Hopefully doing a good job of it, right? So we want to do that for you, and we want you to be that little kid again and go play and not worry about it. And so managing your money is a very big part of what we do. And so we have a set of investment principles that we've put down that help us to make decisions when times get difficult, and so you're not panicking and reacting without having had some forethought about it. After all, we are planners. And one of our core principles, investment principles, is that growth is important, but protection of principal is even more important. Particularly if you're over 50, if you're retired or retiring soon, you're in that 5 years before retirement or 5 years after retirement period. That decade, in our view, is the single most important decade of your entire financial life. Because you could have been saving and investing and doing all this stuff, and you've done all of that, now you're ready to retire, and you take a massive loss in your investments, and guess what happens? Now you can't retire. You've got to delay it by 5 or 6 years. Or if you've already retired and you take a massive loss, now what happens? Well, maybe you can go back to work, but probably not. Maybe you can reduce your cost of living, not something you want. So we don't want any of that to happen. So we believe that you should invest, yes, but you should also protect. And we have a strategy that told us to sell in November of 2007, which was a year before Lehman collapsed, for those of you who remember back then, and before the credit crisis and the market crash. Our strategy also said to sell the day before, believe it or not, this was coincidence, but it was the day before the official announcement that we were in a pandemic, and you know what happened to the stock market after that. So right now, we believe that is a time to be in protection mode. We believe that you should be protecting what you've got. And why? Because bear markets are significantly dangerous enemies to your financial well-being, as I've described. So I'm going to go over with you some things that some statistics about bear markets. So first of all, just to define it, a bear market is a drop from the previous peak of 20% or more. Okay, so that's anything that does that in the markets is considered to be in a bear market. So if it's the Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ, or even an individual security. On average, and all of this is according to Ned Davis research, on average, stocks lose 36% in a bear market. That's the average. Now, of course, 2008 was a 57%er, and Y2K was a 49%er. So you can have, you know, average means that there are as many that are more as there are that are less, right? And so that's why they're so dangerous. Now, the other thing is they're normal. Okay, over the last 100 years, they happen on average every 3 years. So they're normal. They're like winter. You know, maybe you don't like winter. You like prefer summer. But winter comes, whether you like it or not. Bear markets come as well. The other thing also is that the average length of a bear market is about 299 days. Okay, so it's about 10 months. So they last quite a while. But that's shorter than the average of a bull market, which is what happens after the bear, which is almost 3 years. Okay, so it's shorter than bull markets, but nevertheless, 10 months can do a lot of damage. The other thing also is that one of the things you have to be careful of is that half of the best trading days over the last 20 years happened during a bear market. So you get these big up days and it gives you encouragement. Oh my gosh, look at that. The market went up a lot. And it encourages you to buy in. And the problem with that, there's an expression on Wall Street called catching falling knives. So I'll give you that visual, let that sink in for a moment. And so, you know, a lot of times you have these bear market rallies that are significant, but they're not real. They're just hope. And they're not real. And those are when people are catching falling knives. That's why you have to be so careful during a bear market. Now, the other thing that's very interesting about bear markets is that they don't necessarily indicate a recession. There have been many times, there have been 33 bear markets over the last 100 years, but only 14 recessions. So bear markets can come. Y2K was a very, very mild recession. It didn't hardly last at all. But guess what the market did? It went down 49%. So they're not connected. Necessarily, you know, there has never been a recession without a bear market, but there have been many bear markets without a recession. Okay, if that makes sense. So, a little knowledge for you to understand your enemy, and if you know your enemy, you're better armed to defend against it. Now,
I'm glad we had this talk.
I am too. Now, if you're concerned right now about what your investments are doing, if you're concerned about the downside risk that is out there, if this is a time when you are truly thinking, my goodness, could I have a problem here, then I can't encourage you strongly enough to go to our website, rpoa.com, and sign up to visit with one of our retirement planners. Okay, we'll sit down with you. It's if you're over 50, no charge, no obligation. What we want to do with you is we want to help you to look at how much risk are you taking? Is it appropriate for you? We want to help you to understand our investment protect strategy, which, as I said, helped us to avoid the great market crash of 2008. We want to help you to avoid any significant losses if that's possible. We also want to help you to make the right decisions when it comes to Social Security. We want to help you to make the right decisions as to whether you can retire or not. Do you have enough? If not, what do you need to do? Build a plan for that. We want to help you to achieve your second childhood without parental supervision. So if you go to our website, rpoa.com, sign up for that. We'd love to help you. And again, if we can, that's great. And if not, that's fine too. Either way, we will part friends.
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Well, Frankie, you are welcome. So rpoa.com is our website. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the tax time bomb that is sitting in your IRAs, and you don't even know it probably. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack, and I am Senior Retirement Planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning, and what that means is our goal is for you to have your second childhood without parental supervision. We want you to go play and enjoy and have fun, and we have that. We currently serve over 6,000 beautiful, wonderful families across...
To infinity and beyond!
Yes, indeed. Across the United States, our goal is to be the number one retirement planning firm in the United States, and you can help us to do that. You can share the show with your friends. You can subscribe to the podcast. Go to our website, rpoa.com. Better yet, you may consider becoming a client. Hopefully, we can help you as well. All of that stuff is at our website. It's rpoa.com. Now, this is the part of the show where we talk about passing on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And before you send me an email, I know that your heirs are not greedy, unwashed, and undeserving. I think they just took a bath, so they're probably okay on that side. So don't send me emails. Believe it or not, Jack, I get emails from people who are angry at me for calling their heirs greedy and unwashed. But not anyway. So so this is a part of the show we talk about that, and it's called estate planning. Now, this week, I want to talk with you about the IRA tax time bomb. Now, during the pandemic, we had some changes to the required distribution rules and all that kind of stuff, presumably to help the, you know, create liquidity and cash for people during the pandemic. Well, they came up with a thing called the 10-year rule, and they enacted that under the Secure Act, and that created a tax time bomb in your IRAs that you may not be familiar with. So I want to go over it with you, but before we do that, Jack, can ya play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And, of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches and the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff. It's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags, and we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. Now, this week, as I said, we're going to talk about the IRA tax time bomb. Whoa! I like it. So basically, before the 10-year rule came about, if you inherited an IRA, you could stretch it over the course of your lifetime, which was why we nicknamed it the stretch IRA, right? You could stretch it out. Well, now the rule is that you have to cash it in over the course of 10 years. So under this rule, the entire inherited retirement account must be emptied by the end of the 10th year following the year that it was inherited. Okay? Now, within the 10-year period, there are no distribution requirements. So what that means is that somebody who inherits an IRA will have some flexibility when it comes to the timing of the distributions from the inherited accounts so as to maximize your tax efficiency. Okay, the only rule is that by the end of the 10th year, it all has to be taken out. Now, that doesn't mean they're confiscating it. It just means you're going to pay all the taxes on it by the end of the 10th year. So that creates some planning opportunities where if you're working currently, you may want to delay taking that distribution until after you're done working and you're in a lower tax bracket, or conversely, if you're in a lower bracket now, then you'll be in later. So there are some things that can be done to help to mitigate this thing and smooth it out. But basically the rule is you got 10 years. Now, what happens, who has to abide by the 10-year rule? Well, they did make an exception for spousal beneficiaries, meaning that your wife, your husband, the old rules apply. If a spouse inherits an IRA, he or she can spread it out over their lifetime just like the old rule set. So there's no change for spousal beneficiaries. There's no change for disabled, chronically ill individuals who are not more than 10 years younger than the decedent, and certain minor children. So there are some exceptions to that 10-year rule, but the vast majority of people, it applies. So one of the things when it comes to estate planning that is very important in our view that you should go check is that trusts that are named as retirement account beneficiaries could have a problem, because what they say, many of these trusts, the language says that you only can take out money for the purpose of satisfying the required minimum distribution. Well, what that also creates a problem is that according to the law, the required minimum distribution is in year 10. And therefore now, your heirs may not be able to take any money out of the IRA for 9 years and whatever, right? So you don't want to block them from being able to do that. Or if you're going to inherit an IRA, you don't want to be blocked by it if you're going to inherit it in a trust. So something for you to look at and make sure that it's properly done. And so some thoughts for you to have. Now, obviously, this is a very complicated area, and I would suggest that you visit with somebody that has knowledge about this, an estate planning person. And if you'd like to visit with us about it, we have training. We train our people to do that. We're not attorneys. We don't do that, but at least we can help to guide you in the right direction.
Shazam!
Well, Shazam is right, Gomer. And so if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. You can click on Meet with an Advisor, and if you do that, we'll sit down with you, and we'll look at building a retirement cash flow plan with you. We'll look at sources of income, expenses, Social Security decisions, income taxes, inflation. We'll look at all of that with you. We'll build the plan, and then we'll look at your estate planning as well, and we'll look at the best ways to do that, and then you can make your decisions for yourself. All of that, no charge or obligation, and certainly if we can help you, that is just fantastic, and if we cannot, well, you know what? That's fine, too. Either way, we will part friends.
Oh, dear. That's too wonderful to be true.
Well, Dorothy, it's not too wonderful to be true because it is true. So take advantage of all of that, folks. It's our website, again, is rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. Well, you know what? This show is over already. I cannot believe how fast it's gone. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed making it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Of course not.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.